This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden is praising Wednesday night's passage of a bill that allows the federal government from defaulting on its debts. The bill passed the Republican-led House of Representatives by a vote of 314 to 117. The measure suspends the government's current $31 trillion debt ceiling for the next 2 years while keeping government spending flat during that period. The bill is a compromise deal reached between President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Speaker McCarthy claimed victory for House Republicans after the vote.
Tonight, we all made history because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for. And it's not that we're just voting for it. This is going to be law. $2.1 trillion.
Biden released a statement saying the agreement is good news for the American people and the American economy while honoring his commitment to protect social safety net programs. The Senate is expected to act quickly by the end of the week. Meanwhile, officials at the U.S. Federal Reserve are sending out stronger signals they may decide not to impose another increase in interest rates at the central bank's next meeting. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Three leading Fed officials have expressed support for the idea of skipping a rate hike in June. Fed Governor Philip Jefferson says that would give policymakers time to see more data. President Biden has nominated Jefferson to be the Fed's vice chair, putting him close to the center of Fed policymaking. The comments come despite a slew of tough talk from other Fed policymakers in a disappointing inflation report last week. And those suggesting a pause also indicate hikes could resume later this year. The Fed has implemented 10 straight hikes, pushing its benchmark interest rate to about 5.1%, the highest in 16 years. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Biden has approved a new package of military aid for Ukraine that totals up to $300 million and includes additional munitions for drones and an array of other weapons. It comes as Russia has continued to pummel Ukraine's capital and unmanned aircraft have targeted Moscow. The recent drone attack in Moscow has exposed Russia's vulnerabilities and fueled criticism of the country's military. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is vowing to beef up air defenses after another drone attack targeted the capital and underlined its vulnerability. He's now facing criticism after only 5 of 8 drones were shot down in the attack, which damaged 3 apartment buildings. Putin is stressing that Moscow's air defenses did work, but admits that protecting a huge city is difficult. Ukraine did not claim responsibility for the attack, but it happened as more Russian soils under fire amid expectations of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
There are fears of renewed bloodshed in Sudan after a diplomatic source claimed the army had suspended ceasefire negotiations with its paramilitary rival, the Rapid Support Forces. Reuters correspondent David Doyle explains.
The negotiations, which began in early May, have so far produced a declaration of commitments to protect civilians and 2 short-term ceasefires, although those deals have been repeatedly violated. On Monday, the Army and the Rapid Support Forces agreed to extend a week-long ceasefire by 5 days. But residents in the capital Khartoum and its sister city Omdurman reported heavy clashes until late on Tuesday. Army Chief General Abdul Fattah al-Burhan and the RSF's General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo have been locked in a bloody power battle since April 15th. Neither side seems to have the edge.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Canada will soon be the first country in the world to have warning labels appear on individual cigarettes. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Canada's mental health and addiction minister says these bold steps will make health warning messages virtually unavoidable. The warnings on the cigarettes in English and French include poison in every puff, tobacco smoke harms children, and cigarettes cause impotence. Health Canada wants to reduce tobacco use below 5% by 2035. It says tobacco use kills 48,000 Canadians every year. The regulations take effect in August and will be phased in. King-size cigarettes will be the first to feature the warnings. I'm Ed Donahue.
For all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com and download our app. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.